We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saw this all over. A lot of schools are asking for your help. And if it came down to you, what would you write here? What would you say? If you could give incoming freshmen one piece of advice to make the most of their first year of college, what would it be? A lot of kids getting dropped off this week to start at KU or Mizzou or whatever. What would your advice be? Text in 22980. Whole lot of them coming in on the Facebook page and on Twitter at KMBC Radio.
So this was move-in week. Freshmen always move in first. Those of us that went through that, particularly at a big school, that's always an insane day where you've got people holding elevators and you've got parents there and there are all kinds of tears and then kids are getting used to being in school for the first time. It's always an insane day. KU tweeted that out. The best responses so far have come from Lawrence Police, which if you don't follow their Twitter account, it's LawrenceKS_PD on Twitter. We've had them in before, the guy that runs that account. They have had a lot of responses to that, which has been pretty entertaining that we'll read here in a second. But yeah, what would your advice be? And I would ask that you take it seriously. You know, what would your real advice be to incoming freshmen? I got a ton of it, having been a couple of times, left, went back, because had so much fun the first time. But what would your advice be? Let me read you a little bit of Lawrence Police, their response on Twitter first. If you're pre-law, don't try to intervene in your friend's peeing in public ticket conversation by claiming to be a lawyer. Your law school dean will likely frown on you calling yourself a lawyer. Here's another one. You may think that stop sign would look great on your living room wall next to your sweet poster collection. It won't. You're drunk. It looks terrible. And that's theft.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But a lot. You go to how many college dorms or college houses have you been to where there are stop signs, street signs, they're all over.
And then they also tweeted, yes, we know your dad is a lawyer. No, we literally don't care. So, and I can't believe that's all they've tweeted. Then yesterday they put out, yesterday was move-in day at KU. Good morning and happy dorm move-in day to everyone except the people tweeting at the police Twitter account about what is and isn't legal while driving. So, yeah, you can check them out on Twitter if you would like to.
From the Facebook page. And feel free to text in with yours. I mean, there are some good and there are some terrible ones. And there are some whatevers on the Facebook page. Kim writes, do not take three-hour classes that meet once a week. You're going to want to die. Is that true?
Say that to me again.
Don't take a three-hour class that meets once a week.
Three-credit hour class. That meets once a week. I assume is what she means, yeah. I don't know exactly what they mean by that. I assume they mean 3-credit hour class because most classes are 3 credit hours. So that must mean one long. I don't know what they mean by that. Exactly.
Don't take a 3-hour class that meets once a week.
Okay.
Try not to overschedule yourself. Leave time for you to relax. Call your parents every once in a while and take a mental health day when you need it.
There's that mental health day. Yes. I overscheduled and over demand because I worked a lot. Mm. And so I get what they're saying there. Allow yourself. I went the opposite way a little bit. In retrospect, I wish I had not felt so much pressure to work while I was in college. I didn't really need to, but I got my first radio station job when I was a sophomore year in college. And I felt like I really had to put every possible hour into that. I felt like I had to say yes every time they asked. In retrospect, all I did was go to class and work and really didn't have as much fun in college as I probably could have. I kind of wasted a little bit of the college experience and I wish I hadn't done that. It wasn't really as necessary as I thought it was at the time. Go to class.
Yes.
That's the first advice.
Is that a big piece of advice, guys?
Go to class.
I have three things that I always say to people who are going to college. Go to class, go Greek, and go to class. Those were the three things. Yes, I know I repeated one thing twice, but literally all you have to do, as long as you show up to class and you make the effort, teachers are willing to work with you at the end of semesters when you're kind of on that borderline between jumping up to the next grade level.
Would you agree with that?
I don't think that's universal across the board. I think professors are all different and not every professor is going to work with you, but you just get more out of your class mm-hmm. if you go. You know, if you the reason you're in college and the reason you're paying so much is to be in class. Don't think you're going to learn more by staying home and skipping class.
Here's one from David. He says, you don't have to know what you're going to be when you grow up yet. Don't stress.
You don't, but you if you want to get out of there in 4 years, you do have to pick what degree you're going to get. And so in that case, I'm the older I have gotten, the bigger proponent I've become of, I hate the term gap year. I hate it. But I'm a big proponent of, you don't have to have it all figured out right away, and you don't have to go to college right away. Or take a year off somewhere in between, and or go abroad. I wish I had gone abroad. You'd be surprised. I didn't go abroad because I was working instead. If you don't have to have it all figured out, but do some things that will at least enhance your life a little bit. Like, don't just spend 6 years in college trying to figure it out. If it seems like you don't know what you want to do, that's totally fine. Go do something else for a while, because you can always come back to it. I totally agree with this. This was on my list. 8266 texted this in. Meet with your professor. Make sure they know your name. It's harder for them to give you a bad grade. Okay, not that last part necessarily.
It's harder for them to give you a bad grade?
I think they're still going to give you a bad grade. I think that's going to depend on how well you do in their class. But I think sometimes kids are intimidated by their professors or just don't want to go talk to them, don't want to go and have those conversations, or they're too lazy. Go to office hours. It makes a big difference if they know who you are. When you go and try to... through that class, yeah, if you need an extension on something or whatever, if you've made the effort to get to know them a little bit, that definitely helps.
Let's see. Get involved. Find your people. Join a club, study group, whatever. Go to events and activities. Were you social, trying to meet people when you were?
I worked.
I
worked. But the thing I did was 2 weeks into my freshman year, I saw signs up. This was the best thing I ever did. This changed my entire life. 2 weeks into my freshman year, in an effort to meet people, because I was really a lot more shy then, saw signs up for the college radio station.
Oh.
And literally the only reason I went, they did like open interviews. The only reason I went was I thought, those people, I bet those people are fun. I bet I could make friends there.
And that we are.
That was the only reason I did it. I didn't think it would become a career. And then that became like home. The college radio station then was home for the next couple of years.
Alberto writes, use all your resources. Those teachers are there to help you. You're paying them to help you learn. Don't be rude, but ask about it. They can't help you if you don't want help.
That's true.
I'd agree with that.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good... Somebody said, get out. I didn't go to the same college as my high school friends, but get out of your high school friend circle in college.
Yeah.
Go get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go meet other people. Yeah.
Kayla says, try not to go home every weekend. Stay and enjoy the events and people on campus during the weekends. You guys?
Yeah. Yes. I went to school an hour away from home, and that was just far enough away to not go every weekend.
Okay.
Close enough that if I wanted to go, I could, but far enough that I wasn't going every weekend.
Same situation for me, where I just went to Central Missouri, just a little bit east of here in Warrensburg. But yeah, it was that sweet spot where it was about an hour 15, hour 30, depending on traffic. And I mean, yeah, I could come home if I wanted to, but most of the time I was busy involved with fraternity stuff and doing digital media and all that great stuff that I was pretty occupied. But if I wanted to go home and I could, but yeah, most of the time you want to stay, and that really creates those friendships of, you know, college people that you can have for the rest of your life.
Juan writes, keep an open mind. If you expect to be the same person with the same rigid beliefs that you arrive with, then you're just wasting your money and everyone else's time.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I kind of think that's what college is for, is to go and learn more of who you are and meet some different people and hang out with people who are different from you, and mm-hmm. go to the campus events. Like they said, go to the free events and go to the festivals and pick things that are interesting to you to go meet some other people. I wish I had realized in college that potentially so much of my life would be tied to my alma mater. You know, I know so many friends that married the person they met in college, or that are still really good friends with people they met in college. I didn't realize later that where I went to college could have such a big part of the rest of my life. I just wasn't that invested in the college itself. Maybe I would have been had I known that.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is from Leilani on Twitter. She writes at KMBZ Radio, create a schedule and stick to it. Write in the blocks of time for studying, working, and set weekly goals. Getting into this habit will set you up for success in life?
Sure.
I don't know. I went to a broadcast school, commuted, and it was only a year. So my world was different. But if I was looking at it from your perspective of going to KU or Central Missouri or whatever, I don't know if I'd want everything to be rigid and scheduled out of the gate as an 18-year-old freshman.
You need it, though, because for the first time you're away from home and your time is all your own, and that's harder than it sounds. And so having that schedule helps you to get everything done. College can be really overwhelming. You're in five different classes. They meet at different times of the week. Your schedule is all on you for the first time. No one's telling you to go to bed. No one's reminding you to study. That structure helps a lot of kids.
Speaking of the scheduling,
yeah,
the biggest thing, if you are not a morning person, do not take 8 a.m., 9 a.m. classes, because you will routinely sleep through those.
How about this?
I learned the hard way.
If you are trying to prepare yourself for the real world, most real world jobs, this one's not one of them.
Yeah.
Most real world jobs begin at 7:30 in the morning.
No, Wicket, you and I did a job for a long time that started at 5 o'clock
exactly.
in the morning. Or in my case, and 1 o'clock in the morning.
I think when you come out of high school, you know, teenagers like to sleep. I loved to sleep when I was a high school senior. Most of us did. I think I would go the opposite of what Katz is saying. If you're not a morning person, schedule those so you become one. If you go into college and your plan is in 4 years, I want to be ready for the real world. Most of the real world starts the day. Katz, I know you still don't, but most of the real world starts the day around 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think in general, most of the universe at some point is going to have to go to work in the morning, especially when they first start.
And not everyone.
This is a little different, but the vast majority of jobs are. And to that end, doesn't have to be you don't have to do the 8 o'clock class every day.
Right.
Do it 3 days a week.
Yeah, then.
Give yourself
a chance.
Break the other 2 days.
I would agree with that.
But no, I think that's good, you know, life skill lesson learning there is to learn to get up and go to bed.
If you're going to pick one day to have the early class, make it on a Tuesday. So that way you're not like, oh, Thursday night, bar night, Friday, 8 a.m. class. I mean, you schedule around your bar nights, right?
Yes.
Right,
Kats? Thursdays, yes.
Love Sam Stevie. Love Sam Stevie.
Man, we love Sam.
Didn't he say getting up at 7 a.m. was difficult other day?
It was impossible for him to get up at 7 a.m.
Like, buddy, welcome Kets,
How do you do getting up at 7?
I mean, as long as I get some sleep the night before, I'm not that bad. But I can be – as soon as I get up –
Times you wake up today?
I got up at 7:15 today.
Jamie?
4:45.
I was up and at him at 5.
Yeah.
Because of the baby.
Screaming
baby got me up at 5
before
today.
Before the baby. 2 years ago, what time were you getting up on an average day?
6? 6:30.
Yeah.
6:30, so I could be showered and ready to be here before 8.
Yeah. Sometimes you do jobs as adults where, in order to be successful, you're getting up even before 8 o'clock in the morning, like 4 a.m. as you did for a long time,
Mornings can be brutal.
Yeah, but that's where, you know, that's where the success was. Yeah, that's where you gotta go.
Yep.
All right, keep more of these coming in, 22980.
They're also up on Facebook and on Twitter as well at KMBZ Radio. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket here on Taylor Swift Friday on 98.1 KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.